Yivamis Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Hamemaenes Beish. This is a continuation of the idea that the Mishnah before said, B'shem D'taner of Lazar Ben Yaakov, that when you want to define when a marriage that was Nizbatel of a Ketana, when we look at it that the marriage was there and now it's over, but let's say relationships in terms of Arayis going forward, she was married, or you say that the marriage never happened and going forward, ki'ilu, there was never a relationship between them, that's totally in Akovashim and Aish. Says the Mishnah, Hamma'en is bi'ish, when she's Meman, she's the one who breaks the marriage, so v'dich hazal m'sakin, ki'ilu, the marriage never happened. There's a lashon even in the Gemara, ki'ilu, the marriage is al-tanai. It's not a regular tanai. It's not a regular tanai. Tanai, there's no discussion about how that works. If somebody's Mekadosh and Isha, and either he makes a tanai, I'm a kadeshu almanas that it rains next week. I'm a kadeshu almanas that there's a ceasefire next week by this time. Or she makes a tanai, whatever the tanai is. If the tanai is not in the sky, the marriage certainly never happened. Here, we were magdim in Mishnah Aleph in the Perek, that we don't say the marriage never happened. What we do is we say that going forward, she doesn't have the dinim as if she was married. Avad l'moshel, let's say he ate, he doesn't have to pay her back. That wouldn't be the case by a t'nai. By a t'nai, if two people sign a business contract and one person's living in the building and the sale of the building was b'tnai that, whatever it was, X, Y, Z, and the t'nai becomes nizbatel, so then he was being nene from the nechosim, shalakadin. He's not a gazlan because he thought that it was his. They both thought that it was going to be his. But when I said the t'nai wasn't the skayim, that means he was living there rent-free. Good, they have to make a cheshbon how much he was nene from it. Here we're saying Haman is Beish, who mutter b'kroi v'yseo? They were never married. He's allowed to marry her sister, her mother, v'him utez b'kroi, she's allowed to marry his kroi. V'loi psalam and akahuna, it never happened. There was no marriage. It's not even a get midrabonon. Nosam or get, if that cover, he stopped the marriage. Who also b'kroi v'yseo, v'hi asur b'kroi v'yseo, psalam and akahuna. Midrabonon, they were married. The rather, it's only midrabonon. Ketana, without her father being mekabel kedushin, can't get married deraisa. But l'maisa, she was never married. I'm sorry, she was married in this case. Nosan lo get v'hichziro. Here we have a knech. Let's say he gave her a get, so they were married. V'hichziro, he then married her. Man, but now she was in the second marriage. The first marriage he ended. The second marriage she did one back on him, and now she ended it. So l'chor, the second marriage is a marriage that never was. V'niseis la'acher. And then she got married to somebody else. V'nisar malo'im o'inizgarsho, muteres lachsaloi. This din the Mishnah is a chiddush. The halach is, a pasuk in Parshas Kisei, that after a man, Reuven, divorces a woman, so if she marries Shimon, she's then not allowed to go back to Reuven. It's called the Nisa Machzuk Rishosi. Chavilav, we've had it before. Oy bazoi, l'chor on a durabonon level, of course we're not dealing with deraisa, she was never married deraisa, but on a durabonon level, if she was married to Reuven, and then she was memayan boy, so now she was never married, going forward she was never married to Reuven. If she'd marry Shimon, and Shimon is megarisha, she could go marry Reuven. But over here, the first marriage ended with a get. The second marriage ended to Reuven, the same person, with a miun. We look at that she's memayin in a relationship with Reuven. It's mevatel l'mafreya, even the marriage that ended with a get. Oy bazoi, the halacha is that we see her post-miun as not having been married to Reuven. If she then marries Shimon, she goes back to Reuven. She's allowed to, because she was never married to Reuven. There's only an issa maksa grushosa. There's no issa of marrying somebody's grusha. Look at the next case in the Mishnah. Let's say the first marriage ended with miun, and then he took her back. Reuven took her back. Nosan lo get, now he gives her a get. V'nisis la'achav v'nisam lo nizgarsho. Now she marries Shimon. Shimon is megarisho v'nisam lo nizgarsho. Asura lachzo loy. She can't return to Reuven. Why? Because the second marriage was never nizbatl. It only ended. The second marriage ended with a get. She then married Shimon. So she married Shimon post being married to Reuven. It's only in the first case where the second marriage ended with a miun, we see that as being mevatel mafrei, even the first marriage. Zeaklal, the Mishnah summarizes, get achamiun, asura lachzoloi, this is the chiddush, that get After Miun, we see the marriage of the get as still being a marriage, even Mikano Lahabo. Miun achar get, if there's a Miun after the get, Mutayas Lachzavoy, because we see them as never having been married. This is the chiluk between a Miun and a get. There are other chilukim, we see in the Lachash Lema, brings down a summary of the dinim that are mavur in the Gemara. One din lamashal pashut. If a woman is a ktana, is married midrabanon, and her husband's megashi, has to give her a ksuba. If she's memayin in the marriage, of course, she's mevatel in the marriage. There's no choyves ksuba going forward. That's one. Two is that if a ketana was married, there's no real chash that she's a meuberes when she leaves her husband. Ketana can't become a meuberes. That being said, we learned in the fourth parak that there were goyes of 3 months hamtono on any married couple that she's not allowed to get married for another 91 days. They made a loy plug in a lot of different instances, even where she's not roy lesaber, and because of that, even a ketana would be bechlal. But that's only if they were married. If we look at them lemafreya as having been nizbatel, that the marriage was nizbatel, there's no real chash. You're gonna make a loy plug. That's only the loy plug is only if they were married. They weren't married, so whether she's allowed to get married right away. We'll also point out that when we just read in the sefer the Mishnah that if there's a get la'achar miun. So then, Asura Lachzoloi, that means that we look at her as been married, having been married to Reuven, so she's also Bekroivov. That'll be another fallout from this. If there's a Get Lachamin, she'll be also Bekroivov, he'll be also Bekroivel, and if there's a Mian Lachaget, the marriage is wiped out of my frame, and there's no use of Kroivov. The Gemara just says one thing, that if she was Yotzes Beget 3 times, there already it's like Kilu 3 times, where Machzikam, Idin Chazoka, Cheskas Gimel Pomim, as a married woman, as a woman who's roy to get married. So we see her as an isha, the yesh lo ishus, and then we don't allow the miun. It's bechlal a din that puts some type of limit, like a beishamai dika cap on how much she can be mamayin. Once we see you as a woman with issues, with gittin, with marriages, tosh shaynisht. That's only if she got a get. She can be mamayin 25 times, that not. We don't see her as married once she leaves with a miun. Only if she leaves with a get. Mishnah Hey. Ha-menes be'ish v'nises la'acha v'girsho. She's memayin in her husband, this ketano. She gets married to somebody else, v'girsho. La'acha u'me'en obo. After the second husband, she was married to Reuven. She was memayin. She walked out. Shimon was megarsho. I don't know whose problem this is. Her problem, his problem. First marriage she walked out of. The second marriage she was thrown out of. La'ache, she married somebody else. U'me'an aboy, the third one she walked out on. La'ache v'girsha, marriage number 4, she was thrown out. She has a chazoka that she's not very good at keeping a marriage going. But the Mishnah is not shtelling on that din. The fifth one over here. La'ache u'me'an aboy. Kol she'yotzes he'menu beget asura lachzoloi. So you have a repeating problem. Over here, no miun is mevatel to get. Miun is only mevatel to get when it was twice over Reuven, like we learned in the last Mishnah. She's memayin in Reuven on round 2 after Reuven was megarsho, that wipes out marriage number 1. But being memayin in Shimon doesn't do anything to the marriage with Reuven. So if you make a cheshbon, each one that she got to get from, the marriage is still there. She's also bekroivo. And also she'll have an issue of going back if she was legitimately married to somebody else. Says the Mishnah, b'miun muteres lachzoloi. The ones that she walked out of, she was mevatel their marriage, she was never married. If that husband takes her back, it's not a machzik grushosoi. He's taking somebody else's grusha. It's not his grusha. He was never married to her. And again, like we pointed out, Mishnah Dalit, also the kraven will also follow with the same cheshbon.